This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 76, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a great show we have for you today. A World Series edition of Inside the Parker. We'll break down game four. Also, J.R. Gamble, the managing editor of MLBPro.com, will talk about Dusty Baker and what this would mean for him if the Astros were to win a championship for him. That and much more. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
The World Series is knotted at 2-2. This is really an interesting series because it should be 3-1. Let's just be honest with the Astros up. When you think about game one where they had a 5-0 lead and Justin Verlander, who had an unbelievable regular season on the mound. But of course, we know Verlander has had trouble in the World Series, has yet to ever win a World Series game. So it was strange. So the Phillies got what they wanted, which was a split in Houston. They come home, they win game three on a 7-0 shutout. So, of course, you got to feel good. Like, okay, if you're the Phillies, you got to get another one. And this thing could be put on ice. But instead, not only do the Astros shut out the Phillies 5-0 to win game four, they have a combined no-hitter, a World Series no-no, something you just don't see that often. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, the Astros dominate, it's unbelievable. But baseball is very strange because we just saw how deflated the Astros were after game three on a 7-0 loss. And you're only as good and momentum in baseball as your next day starting pitcher. And Javier was brilliant for the Astros, and that's why they were able to get back into the series, tie it up 2-2, game five being Thursday night in Philadelphia. So this has been an amazing series so far.
Number two.
Yes, Bryce Harper didn't get any hits in game four because you know what? None of the Phillies got any hits. So he wasn't alone. It was one of those nights, a magical night on the mound for the Astros. But let's not take away from what Bryce Harper has been able to do, which was in the previous 14 postseason games before Wednesday night in game four of the World Series where he went hitless. He was batting .382, 6 home runs, 13 RBI, and has been having a magical postseason. And, you know, there were even people talking out there that maybe they shouldn't pitch to him anymore, that he's been that hot and his home runs have been big as far as either tying postseason games or putting his team ahead. So maybe they should give him the Barry Bonds treatment that happened in 2002 when Bonds walked over 20 times in the postseason. It was incredible. But I think that's a little extreme. As we saw Wednesday night, they got him out a couple times and they were able to no-hit a team with Bryce Harper in that lineup. So yes, he's been dominating, but I would not put him on just to put him on. I would be very, very careful. And in certain situations, if you have an open base and you want to put Bryce Harper on, that makes sense. But in no way would I just automatically give him a free pass every time he gets up.
Number three.
Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado. He just won his 10th straight gold glove at third base. Incredible. You know, people, when you think about him, think about his bat, of course, and what a hitter he is. But this is incredible. 10 straight gold gloves at third base is nothing to poo-poo. I mean, and now he is six more away from tying the mark of Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson, who somehow, some way, if you can believe this, won 16 straight gold gloves playing third base for the Baltimore Orioles. Can you imagine that? 16 years in a row, he was the best third baseman in the game. It's hard for me to imagine anybody ever getting close to that. Arenado, I mean, 10 is incredible, but 16 in a row? It says how great Brooks Robinson. I actually got to see him play. I thought he was the best third baseman I've ever seen making plays. I can remember being a kid and making plays at third base and calling myself Brooks Robinson. Like, if I made a great play, that's how well-known and renowned he was with the leather at the hot corner.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome in from MLBBro.com, the managing editor, J.R. Gamble, of course, the anchor for Foul Affair on this very podcast. And J.R., welcome into the podcast.
Thanks, Rob. What a game. What a World Series game. Second no-hitter in World Series history. First combined no-hitter. The last one, Don Larson pitched that perfect game in 1956, Game 5. Just really big for Dusty's legacy and huge for Houston.
Yeah, this is, we talk all the time, JR, about baseball, and we both love the game. And, you know, there's no such thing as momentum other than your next day starting pitcher. And we saw this. The Phillies beat up on the Astros 7-0. It looks like, this thing could be turning. It could be over. And then, in Philadelphia, Javier comes out and you know, throws 6 no-hit innings, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts, and turns it around. And all of a sudden, you know, it's a no-hitter, combined no-hitter, 5-0, and we got a 2-2 series.
That's what makes baseball special, is day-to-day, and one pitcher can turn a team's fate completely around. They're looking like the team of destiny now. First was the Phillies, now Dusty Baker again. Javier said in the interview afterward that his parents predicted that he would throw a no-hitter, so he had some help from the four other pitchers, but, you know, it looked like it was meant to be. But Dusty's boys are back in the series. 5-0 win, Game 4. Philly pounded them out in Game 5 for 5 home runs and shut down their bats. Most people thought they were demoralized at that point in Game 3, but the bats woke up. Dusty got the series-changing game he needed from Javier, delivering that franchise's, 15th no-hitter. So nothing's ever been easy for Dusty, as we know, as evidenced by the fact he's led 5 teams to the playoffs. He's been a missing piece for many teams, but never has gotten that elusive World Series. And he's been called, you know, they said he's not a tactician. He's not a, you know, a strategy guy, but that's all BS. So he's going to earn his way to this World Series if he gets it, because he's earned everything he's ever had along the way.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And I don't know about Javier's parents predicting a no-hitter in the World Series, because I need the Powerball numbers if they're predicting that kind of stuff.
That's what he said in the post-game. what the translator said he said, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would have to check that translator. See if he had a bottle in his back pocket. I mean, wow. Our guest is J.R. Gamble, of course, from MLBBro.com. And you guys do Dusty Daily on the website with stories about Dusty Baker. I love that. Just to follow him and talk about him and his pursuit of this championship that's been elusive in his career as a manager. And, you know, the series is tied 2-2. Game five is, of course, Thursday night in Philadelphia. But how big is this for Dusty? And if he doesn't get it, I mean, you can't believe how many more chances. This might be his last chance.
Look, he has to get it, right? He has to get it this time. You have to think that this is it. You know, you don't want to think of him as the Marv Levy of baseball. You know, so a guy that was a great, you know, coach and manager and consistently got his team to the finals and couldn't close out, to the World Series, to the Super Bowl, couldn't close out. So, yeah, you know, Dusty needs this. But like Dusty has said plenty of times, I'm not going to put my legacy on whether or not I win a World Series. You know, he said, I've contributed a lot to the game. I mean, for Christ's sake, Dusty helped invent the high five. So, I mean, his legacy is, you know, cemented there. But, Rob, in addition to Dusty, what great stories have emerged from this World Series? Besides from the MLB bro manager, you have this emergence of this shortstop, Jeremy Peña, who came out of really, you know, like out of nowhere to take over for Correa. And he even stole the gold glove from J.P. Crawford this season. First rookie ever, Rob, in history to win a gold glove. According to the Lions Sports Bureau, Jeremy Peña. I think it should have been Crawford for the third year in a row, but hey, I can't complain, you know. And then look at what Javier's done. He's one of those four key international signings that they had, that they put up on the screen during the World Series. And, you know, they've really become cornerstones for the franchise. So, I mean, everyone wants to dig on Houston for the scandal, but look, aside from that, they've been a very well-run organization. Dusty's come in. They've continued to be classy, you know, since with what they do, and they've continued to win. And I hope he gets it because he surely, you know, deserves at least one. I mean, some managers stumble into a World Series. He can at least get one for all his hard work.
But if they don't win, and Dusty's legacy is set. I mean, We talked about it. You already mentioned it. Five times he's taken a team to the postseason. No other manager's ever done that. So he has something that nobody's ever done. But if they don't win, it will not validate the Houston Astros and what they've done, because The one year that they won a World Series, it's been proven that they cheated.
I agree.
So how important is that for the organization? Because if they don't win, people go like, well, the only time they won is they needed help. And again, they don't get it done.
Look, I go back to when Dusty joined the team. Houston needed Dusty and everything he brings to the table. And Dusty needed Houston. He needed a team that was ready to win now, where all he had to come in and do what, you know, and do what he does. And he had one more shot to win. So this is huge for the organization. It's just as huge for Dusty. I mean, it's a moment of truth for Dusty Baker's career, and it's even a moment of truth for the Houston Astros organization to validate the careers of Altuve and Bregman and Correa and all those guys that were that core, right, that celebrated core that actually did wind up cheating, you know. So this, anybody that's gone, I don't think it'll validate, but it will help their legacy, because no one will remember all the specific players, but they will remember that man. Houston actually came back a couple of years later with the same players, and when Dusty Baker won legitimately. So it means everything. Or that 2017 World Series title is tainted. It still doesn't mean anything if they don't win this year. Put that to bed. Then we can leave them alone, right? It's like Tom Brady, right, Rob? When, you know, Tom Brady does Deflategate and Spygate and all these things, but he wins. So it's forgiven, right? He wins. He goes out and wins the damn World Series. I mean, the Super Bowl. So it's forgiven.
Yeah, I don't know about if everybody has forgiven him, but maybe you have. I don't know about that. But well, anyway, we can't ask for more in a World Series, because basically we're going to have at least six games. It could go seven, you know. So it's not like it's a runaway or lopsided. And wow. I think it's been a good watch, even though we have back-to-back shutouts in games 3 and 4. I still think it's been interesting baseball. So here we go. And then the last thing is, you know, Justin Verlander, you know, could wind up pitching, and he has yet to win a World Series game. And
wow,
you know, game one was
a dud.
Was bad. You know, to be up 5-0 at home and lose that. He didn't get the loss, but he gave up the lead.
But honestly, he hasn't had any success, hasn't won the game. What's he, 0-7 now? 0-6, 0-7?
0-6, because he got a no decision.
0-6. Honestly, Rob, I can't believe in my heart of hearts, I don't care what the record says, I don't care how old he is, I cannot believe that Justin Verlander is going to throw two duds in a row in the World Series. I'd be shocked if that happened. I think he's going to throw a masterful game in game five. I do. Because that's what Hall of Famers like him do. That you beat them up, you think they're done, then they come back and show you, I got another notch just because of my talent and my experience and my drive. And he, you don't think he knows he's 0-6 in the World Series with his ego and his success and accomplishments? You don't think he knows that? He's not going out like that.
No doubt. You wouldn't expect him to, but we are. All right, his name is J.R. Gamble. He runs the website, MLBBro.com. Check it out. Dusty Daily is a great read and a great thing to check out. So, J.R., we appreciate you, J.R. Gamble, here on the Inside the Parker podcast.
Thanks, Rob. See you soon.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 499 why Major League Baseball is better than the NFL and better than the NBA is in this World Series with the rain out. It doesn't happen that often, but we got a rain out of Game 3, which changed the pitching rotation, which really benefited the Phillies because they didn't have to use one of their lesser starters. It gave them an extra day rest to bring Nola, who's one of their better starters, their top starters, and got him an extra day of rest and able to get him the pitch because it was they were going to start Syndergaard, who's like a fifth starter in Game 3, and they wound up winning Game 3, which gave them the lead until the Astros came back for Game 4. So it's a different dichotomy of the game, and weather plays a factor. I don't know if we see that in any other sport. Obviously not in basketball because you play indoors. And even in football, I can remember the Super Bowl between the Bears and the Colts. If you remember that one in Miami, it rained the whole game. They didn't call it off. It was a bad watch. But in baseball, that rainout could wind up benefiting the Phillies long term because they're only using their best pitchers.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an Inside the Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.